Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You're listening to another great song that I'm putting on my summer playlist. It's called Sunday Best, and my friend Betsy Haley suggested this song, and I liked it right away. You can find her at Betsy's Life on Instagram. Now, I know that this song will have you singing along on any road trip, but now today's show is all about the Georgia State Parks. With 64 state parks and historic sites, there is something for everyone. And I asked my guest, Kim Hatcher, with the Georgia State Parks, to tell me all about challenge quests. Now, when you hear about it, you'll be ready to take that challenge too, because I know I am. Here's my conversation with Kim. So welcome back, Kim. Thanks for staying with me. Now, you're telling us so much great information about things to do in the Georgia State Parks, and I know I'm ready. I'm sure the listeners are too. But tell us a little bit about challenge quests. What is that all about?
Well, we know that a lot of people just really like having this mission, this goal, or this quest that they can take on. And so we have these programs. We call them clubs, and they're by different activities. So the Canyon Climbers Club is for people who enjoy hiking, or the Muddy Spokes Club is for people who enjoy biking. And it's not necessarily that you actually meet up as a traditional club. It's something you can do on your own or with your friends. But you buy these membership cards, and you go to specific parks and do specific trails. And there's even a T-shirt that you get when you join. And so you can wear your Canyon Climbers Club T-shirt when you go. That one covers them. It will take you down into Tallulah Gorge. It will take you to up Amicalola Falls. You can go down into Cloudland Canyon and then Providence Canyon, which is in southwest Georgia. Some people might have heard of it called Georgia's Little Grand Canyon. But anyway, it's just kind of a fun little mission that people can take on and feel proud when they finish one of these clubs.
Well, I am sure that people have probably created Facebook clubs and pages and things like that as part of the challenge quest club. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of inspiration, too. Should they inspire each other?
Exactly. And it encourages you to go to parks that maybe you had never heard of before. We even have one for dog walking called Tails on Trails, because dogs need exercise, too. And they love getting out on those trails, too. And with that one, you get a T-shirt, but you also get a matching bandana for your dog.
Oh, I must join that one. You know, I have dogs, so I love taking my dogs on walking trails.
It's fun. And I love seeing the photos that people put on Instagram of their dogs enjoying the trails. And, of course, they have to be kept on a leash, and that's for their safety and for the wildlife safety. Mm-hmm. But the dogs seem to really love it.
Okay, I'm checking that one out for sure. But all of this talk about coming to the park, now tell me, are there any ways to save? Because, you know, that's always on our mind. Now, how can we save a little bit of money so we can do more things?
Yeah, of course. So when you visit a state park, it's $5 to park. And so you can put the whole family in the minivan, and it's going to be only $5. And then a lot of the things you'll do are free, like the swimming beaches or the hiking trails. If you visit a lot, you might want to buy an annual pass, which is $50. And if you're a senior, 62 or older, it's half price. We also have a group called Friends of Georgia State Parks. And if you join a membership with them, you get an annual pass. We have a great partnership with Georgia's public libraries. It's called the Library Loan, and you can actually check out an annual pass and a historic site pass, just like you're checking out a book. So that's one way to visit for free. And then there's a annual pass for historic sites as well. You don't pay parking at the historic sites. You pay an admission fee instead. It's a little bit different. But they're all very affordable and certainly easy to save money. And in fact, if you go to gastateparks.org, there's a tab on there of, you know, things to do, which gives you some ideas. And if you click on the hiking tab, it can suggest the ones that are flat and paved, mm-hmm. or those that have waterfalls, for example. So there's some really good resources on the website.
And your historic sites that are part of the state park, the historic sites represent something historic that happened in Georgia, or Can you tell us a little bit about that distinction that they
received? Yeah. Gosh, there's such a variety. So we have a lot of Native American history in Georgia. So we have Etowah Indian Mounds, which is in northwest Georgia, and then Kolomoki Mounds, which is in southwest Georgia. These are ancient Indian mounds that have been protected by the state. So you've got museums. You can climb up to the top of the mounds and look out over the plaza and imagine life more than 1,000 years ago. Of course, we've got Roosevelt's Little White House, which is in Warm Springs, Georgia. That's where FDR came to seek relief for polio by swimming in the warm springs down there. And of course, it didn't have a cure, but it did make him feel better. And his vacation home is still there. It's a really interesting site. They even have some of his vehicles that he drove with hand controls because he couldn't use his legs. Mm-hmm. But he would sneak out. He would actually sneak away from the Secret Service and go drive through the countryside. And two of those cars are still on display.
Oh, I can just picture all of that. I'm sure it was a great relief for him to come and spend time there.
And then, of course, there's forts along the coast. There's so much history in Georgia. So we're very pleased to be able to protect these places for future generations.
You mentioned golf courses. So coming down a little bit to the end of this segment as well, but what's going on with golf courses? Because I know that's another great way for people to get out and have some enjoyment. And you can do, you know, if you're still concerned about doing things like social distancing and, you know, just keeping yourself really healthy, golfing is a great way because you're with your old team there and you're separate from other people that you don't know.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And in fact, our golf courses have been fairly busy this spring and summer. We're telling people you need to make your tee time ahead of time. There's 8 golf courses in Georgia State Parks to choose from, and 3 of them are in Northeast Georgia. We've got Hard Labor Creek, Richard B. Russell, which some people might know as Arrowhead Point Golf Course, and then the course at Victoria Bryant State Park. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a great option. Really nice golf courses.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this information, because I know I've been receiving questions about, you know, the state parks, and people say that this is what they want to do. They want to stay close to home. So this is the perfect way to get out, have some fun, spend the night and camp out and do things like that, or go for a day trip to a park. All of these are great. So let's give that website and phone number one more time for more information.
So it's gastateparks.org, or you can call us at 1-800-864-PARK, which is 7275. And we also have a pretty active Facebook page, Georgia State Parks, where we post happenings and beautiful photos and the latest news from all of the sites.
So thank you so much. And you guys keep doing the great work that you do at the state parks. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So much great information from Kim to get us ready to head out and reserve a spot in one of the 64 Georgia State Parks and historic sites. Now, one of my favorite sites is Reynolds Mansion on Sapelo Island. Perfect for groups or families wanting to get away and have their own space and their own place where they can have, you know, just whatever fun, whatever things they want to do, they can do it and not worry about anyone else. At the Reynolds Mansion, they accommodate up to 25 people, and it's just a 10-minute walk from the beautiful Nanny Goat Beach. For more information about the Reynolds Mansion on Sapelo Island or any of the 64 state parks, visit their website at gastateparks.org and search the site for your perfect getaway. Now, when we come back, I'll share my strategy for creating a playlist that's perfect for all of your summer fun. And here's another song from my friend Eileen Fruit Handler, and I'm adding this also to my playlist. The song is Cake by the Ocean. Now, I say you can't beat that for inspiration for the summer fun that you're going to have. I'll take 2 slices of Cake by the Ocean. The song is by DNCE, and check out Eileen's website at thethirdeyeyogashala.com. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Time with the masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me.
You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.